Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show where we cover soccer in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the United States, in this hemisphere. I mean, the Club World Cup's going on, so we're covering soccer all over the world. That's what we do each and every week on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. We're going to get into Atlanta United and Columbus Crew. That match is tomorrow, and you can always listen to Atlanta United matches on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:30 for that one. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz will get you started before Mike Conte and I take over from Lower.com Field in Columbus, Ohio, where I am tonight. We'll get into that match, and there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Atlanta United and preparing to get back into MLS play. But let's start in the FIFA Club World Cup. You have games going on right now. It's a pretty clear-cut situation. One game doesn't have any meaning whatsoever in terms of who makes it to the knockout rounds. It's Flamengo. It's LAFC. It is scoreless at halftime. Flamengo has won the group. They can't be jumped. LAFC are headed home after the match. They can't advance. No score in that one. I thought we were going to be talking about something a little bit different in this opening bit to the show with Chelsea and Esperance at the end of 45 minutes. No score, but two goals in stoppage time for the Blues. That gives them the inside track to advance to the round of 16. Tosin Adarabioyu and Liam Delap with the goals. Enzo Fernandez with both assists. It was a free kick to Tosin that he had at home, and a really nice finish from Liam Delap on the turn. Dribbled past one, slotted it home. Esperance, now they need three goals in the second half to knock Chelsea out. Chelsea gets through with a draw. Esperance has to win to advance to get into the knockout round. Now, if you missed the 3 o'clock games, Benfica with a surprise today. They beat Bayern in Charlotte 1-0. The Portuguese club, look, they sat deep. They played in a low block. Bayern struggled to break them down. The Ukrainian goalkeeper, Anatoly Trubin, he made 4 saves on the day. A couple of really big ones late as Bayern threw everyone forward late in the match. Bayern knew they were through and maybe rotated their squad a little bit to reflect that. They ended up bringing on a lot of their heavy hitters in the second half to try to find a way to win this match. They were unable to find that outlet to win the match. They were shut out by Benfica. Andreas Schlotterup's early goal, the Norwegian, that was enough for the Eagles. First 15 minutes, he gets the goal. They make it hold up. They get the 1-0 win. Now, that rendered the other match moot, but an even bigger surprise in that one. It was kind of a weird one because Benfica got the early goal. Benfica had to lose for an opportunity for chaos. You had a thunderstorm as well in Nashville that caused a lengthy delay. But Auckland City, the semi-pro team from New Zealand, they came back to earn a draw against Boca Juniors. That finished 1-1. First goal in the tournament for Auckland City, it was from a school teacher, Christian Gray. I'm not kidding. That's his regular job. All of the players for Auckland City have real jobs. Many of them had to take time off of work to play in the tournament. Some were doing Zoom calls in between games. Just total chaos. Argentine media was poking fun at Boca, talking about how the thunderstorm break allowed people to take some work calls during that. That's not true. That was a joke. Boca needed Bayern to win. They then had to flip the goal difference between them and Benfica by 7. Boca couldn't get a goal until somewhat late in the first half, and by that point, Benfica were already leading. So after what started as a really good tournament for Boca, ended with a whimper. The fans did not end with a whimper, but the team on the field did. You go back to game one for Boca, they had a 2-0 lead against Benfica, and they were not able to make that hold up. Angel Di Maria, Nicolas Otamendi, 2 goals. That finished as a draw. If they win that match, then we're having a really different conversation about how everything goes in this tournament. They had a draw late against Bayern, and they weren't able to make that hold up. This is a Boca team that this calendar year has been knocked out of the Copa Libertadores in the qualification rounds. They were beaten by River in league play. They have fired one manager. They've brought on Miguel Angel Russo, who's been there before. He's back again. And not a good time in the Club World Cup. Marcos Rojo, he would have been in the starting lineup today if he hadn't already had a falling out with Russo. He's on his way out of the club. It's a bit of a mess for Boca on their way out of this tournament. This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. We're getting caught up on Club World Cup, and we know at least one of the matches that is coming to Atlanta and Mercedes-Benz Stadium this week. We'll get into that. That was determined yesterday. Kind of some wild twists and turns in the Club World Cup yesterday. 3 o'clock games, for the majority of the afternoon, it looked like Botafogo would maintain their lead in Group B. They were scoreless with Atleti most of the way. PSG's lead over the Seattle Sounders didn't matter at that stage. It was Botafogo first, PSG second. Atleti had to win by 3 goals. They had to change the goal differential by 3. They had to win by 3 in this one. And Antoine Griezmann gave them a lifeline. He scored late. That changed the complexion of the group. Now, the lifeline was unfulfilled. Atleti was only able to get the 1 goal. But what that did with them beating Botafogo, with PSG winning, that meant you had a 3-way tie at the top of the group that gave the lead to PSG on goal difference. If it had just been PSG and Botafogo level on points, Botafogo had the head-to-head over PSG. So because Atleti won but didn't do enough to jump anybody, that means PSG wins the group and Botafogo comes in second. Atleti were eliminated in the group stage. Not happy about it. 2 draws in Group A meant that we finished as we started, but it doesn't really capture the chaos of the night. Inter Miami, they had a 2-0 lead and control of the group going into the last 10 minutes of the match, and it conceded twice. They lost the group lead to Palmeiras. The Brazilians took the title. Miami, the draw was enough for them to claim second. So that meant the other match didn't matter, except it was insane. Al Ahly somehow, and I'm sure this has happened somewhere in the world. I have never seen a match where this has happened, where one team lost 4 leads. Yes, they had the lead 4 different times, and they did not keep any of those leads. They were leading 1-0. They were leading 2-1. They were leading 3-2. They were leading 4-3. The match ended up finishing 4-4 in a crazy one with Porto. There were 5 goals scored in the first 20 minutes of the second half. That one finishes 4-4. Both teams go home. So Palmeiras wins that group. Miami comes in second. That gets us to where we are right now, looking ahead to the round of 16. Right now, we know Flamengo, they have won their group. No matter what, they will face Group C runners-up Bayern in a dream match for a lot of folks. That's going to be in Miami on Sunday at 4 o'clock. We know that it will be an all-Brazilian affair in Philadelphia on Saturday at noon. Group A winners Palmeiras will face Group B runners-up Botafogo, a Brazilian Clásico in Philadelphia. That's Saturday at noon. That will start the round of 16. Here in Atlanta on Sunday at noon. And this didn't look like it was going to be the matchup for the majority of the day yesterday in the two games. Group B winners and current European champions, Paris Saint-Germain, they will take on their former star, Lionel Messi, and enter Miami, the Group B runners-up. Beyond just the Messi and PSG side of this, you've got so many reunions between all of the Barcelona boys, Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, Luis Suarez, and their manager, Javier Mascherano, and all with their former manager who led them to a Champions League title in 2015 in Luis Enrique. Lot of subplots to that match in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Sunday at noon. Tickets available now, fifa.com/tickets. Now, right now, literally, as we're into the 47th minute with Chelsea leading Esperance 2-0, Esperance would have to win this match, 3 goals in the second half right now, to go into the next round. So at the moment, Benfica will play Chelsea on Saturday at 4 p.m. in Charlotte. That's what we know so far. Okay, let's look ahead to the rest of the group stage finales the rest of the week. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock. If you get a chance to watch this match, it might be the match I'm looking forward to the most out of what's left. Mamelodi Sundowns against Fluminense. Could be a wild match in Miami. The Sundowns, good attacking team, very reckless at times in their attack. Fluminense has looked really good in this tournament. The Sundowns likely have to win to advance. There are scenarios where a draw would be enough. It's not great scenarios, because I don't expect to see Ulsan take points off of Borussia Dortmund. That's the other game in Group F. I think the Sundowns have to beat Fluminense. A draw would be enough for Fluminense. That could be a wild, wide-open match tomorrow at 3 o'clock. The 9 o'clock games tomorrow should have all sorts of drama attached to these two. The top two in Group E face off in Seattle. River Plate facing Internazionale of Milan. Monterrey, they have to beat Urawa Red Diamonds of the J-League, who are already eliminated. Monterrey have to win that at the Rose Bowl to have a chance to advance. The group could be decided by goal difference. River and Inter go into the last games with 4 points. Monterrey has 2. If River and Inter draw and Monterrey wins, then you're going to goal difference to decide who gets through. Thursday, 3 o'clock, Juventus and Manchester City, they meet in Orlando to decide who wins Group G. Both teams are assured of going through. They've won both of their games. Juve has the very slight advantage due to goals scored, the next tiebreaker after head-to-head and after goal difference. So Juve wins the group with a draw. Manchester City has to win the group. Group H, the 9 o'clock games on Thursday, another one where it could get really interesting. Al-Hilal, they need a win in Nashville over Pachuca to put the pressure on the two teams at the top of the group. Real Madrid and Red Bull Salzburg, they will meet in Philadelphia at the same time. Madrid, Salzburg, both on 4 points. Al-Hilal are on 2 points at the moment. I don't know how that one goes. I could see Al-Hilal winning, and I could see Madrid beating Salzburg. That's kind of what my picks are right now. Manchester City and Juventus on Thursday, I'm looking forward to that one. We had a chance to see City on Sunday night. They looked very good. They did look like they had taken a step forward from game one. Now they get a real test against Juventus. I think City's the better team. I don't know if they're quite all the way there yet. I'll be very curious to see if we see John Stones in that match. Rodri maybe from the start, that's a game that I will want to see what it looks like early. The games tomorrow, especially in that Group E one with River and Inter and Monterrey all battling, I think Monterrey beats the Red Diamonds, so that I think they go to 5 points. I don't know if there's a winner in River and Inter. That's one where I could really see three teams ending up on 5 points and it coming down to the goal difference. It could be really strange, and that's going to really come down to how big Monterrey beats the Red Diamonds if they do. Fluminense should beat the Sundowns in the game that I'm looking forward to tomorrow at 3 o'clock. They should. They absolutely should. But the Sundowns have been a really interesting team in this tournament to watch. They're so unorthodox. They're so risk-taking in the attack. They could throw Fluminense off. I think Fluminense wins in a multiple-goal game. I don't think they win by multiple goals. I think they win in a game that's like 3-2 or 4-3. Borussia Dortmund will take care of Ulsan. So my picks right now would be Fluminense, Borussia Dortmund going through would be, oh, and I don't know who to call it here. I think it's River and Monterrey getting out of Group E. Sorry, Inter. I think it is obviously Juventus and Manchester City, and I think City ends up winning the group, winning that match. And Group H, my picks are Al Hilal to get through and Real Madrid. We'll see. We'll compare notes when we get back to this next week. But we do know it is Miami and it is PSG at the Benz on Sunday afternoon, noon, some Sunday fun day action at the Benz. Get your tickets now. That's going to be a great, great time. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, we are going to get caught up on Atlanta United. We know we're going to have a game rescheduled. We know about an injury that is devastating at the moment. And we know this team is playing the Columbus Crew tomorrow night. Atlanta United at Columbus tomorrow. We'll get you set for it. Coming up next on AST on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore in Columbus, Ohio, getting ready for Atlanta United and the Columbus Crew tomorrow night. 7:40 is your kick time. 6:30 for the pregame show here on 92.9 The Game with Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. Club World Cup update. We're in the 59th minute. Chelsea with a 2-0 lead over Esperance. That would mean the Blues would advance as the runners-up in their group and face Benfica on the weekend. Let's get caught up with Atlanta United. I mentioned that Inter Miami has advanced, and they'll be coming to Atlanta on Sunday against PSG. So that means Atlanta United's match that was scheduled for Saturday in MLS play is going to be rescheduled. Kind of be weird if Atlanta goes to Fort Lauderdale and then Inter Miami comes to Atlanta to play. It'd be a little strange. So that game's going to get rescheduled for later in the season. Expect an announcement imminently on that. Bad announcement came out today from Atlanta United. Midfielder Jay Fortune expected to miss the remainder of the 2025 season after a confirmed midfoot sprain that will require surgery. I'm not up on the physiology of this one, but he's going to have surgery to fix the issue. I'm not sure if it's muscle or tendon related, but a real blow for a player who I feel like over these past maybe 18 months has really elevated his game and really become an essential part of the club. He was with Trinidad and Tobago in the Gold Cup, and it was a really awkward moment where he was injured. A player from Saudi Arabia in the last group stage game kind of grabbed him and twisted, and the way that he fell was extremely awkward. I thought it was his knee at first. It's actually in the foot. So Jay Fortune likely going to miss the rest of the season. He'll have surgery, and then you'll have a better sense on recovery time after the surgery. But a huge loss for Atlanta United. Now, it's in a position on the field where you have some depth. But Jay Fortune, I think, over these past few matches where he had paired up with Alexei Maranchuk in front of Bartosz Ślisz, I think you saw what this team could be and what they could grow into. And now you're going to have to ask somebody, whether that's Mateusz Klich, whether that's Tristan Muyamba, whether that's Will Riley, or maybe Bartosz Ślisz stepping up into a higher role. You're going to have to ask somebody to give you what Jay Fortune has given you. And that's not even getting into the fact that Fortune has played some fullback, some wingback, some winger when the team's been in a 4-3-3. He's played a number of different positions this season, sometimes in the same match. And now you're losing that. So opportunity for others, but a huge, huge loss for Jay Fortune. And I just hate to see it as we've gotten to know Jay over the years. And such a hard worker, such a team first guy. He wouldn't want this to be about himself, but I really feel for him in terms of this is a good spot in his career where he's been playing well. He's been a fixture with his national team, and now he's going to miss significant time after surgery. We'll keep you updated on his recovery. So it's Atlanta United and Columbus tomorrow. You don't have Jay Fortune in that one. There are quite a few others that are out on the injury list. Derek Williams, that was announced that he'd be out for a while, maybe another 3 weeks or so on that. No Stian Gregersen still. Tristan Muyamba was in contention to get back for this match as he's rejoined training, but is not going to be part of the group. And Josh Cohen injured. I mean, I feel like the list got a lot longer over the past couple of weeks. So Columbus's list of who they're going to be missing, it's sizable as well. Players away on national team duty, also dealing with injuries. So kind of a weird one to get a feel for, and a weird one for Atlanta United coming off of a bad loss at Yankee Stadium against NYC, and another weird long layoff. So we had the chance to speak to people yesterday after training, and Brooks Lennon spoke to the media. I had the conversation with him just kind of like where things are right now after that break. And here is part of my conversation with Brooks Lennon.
Important are those opportunities to get away for a little bit to reset for this last push?
Yeah, it's
super important. You know, it's kind of almost breaks up the season in two seasons. So it's important to kind of reset. And, you know, when we've come back to training, the training's been very good, a lot of hard work. You know, we've implemented a lot of new ideas. And, you know, I think, you know, the quality has been very high. So I hope we can take that into you know, the game against Columbus.
After the break and getting time away, and I know kind of everybody scattered a little bit, everybody does their own thing. What was the vibe back, first day back, as you get ready for Columbus?
Yeah, I think it's excitement for the remaining 16 games. You know, we're excited to try to, you know, put, you know, the right foot forward now, and you know, get everyone together and create a strong culture. And no matter what happens, you know, give everything, like I said, for Atlanta United and the club and the fans, because they deserve it.
That was Brooks Lennon after media, or after training, speaking to the media on Monday. It was Lennon's mistake that ended up having the game turn against New York City, and it's not anything about the quality of a player that he is. It was a bad decision in a bad moment, and the team was punished for that bad decision, a turnover in the defensive third, in a spot where he just can't turn the ball over. We'll see if Brooks Lennon can bounce back after getting that little bit of time away. It does kind of feel like a midseason break, although it's felt like at times Atlanta United's had a few of those. Ronny Dyla also spoke to the media, talked about it last week, the frustration that, you know, I was in the room with him after the New York City game, and it was the most frustrated I've ever heard a coach, ever seen a coach after a performance. I asked him about kind of what this matchup could look like, as we know what the style is that the Columbus Crew play. Here's the conversation with Ronny Dyla.
Knowing the way Columbus plays, they're probably going to have a good bit of the ball on Wednesday night. Does that in some ways maybe simplify things for the team on the road?
I think, you know, they have 60% in average in the game, so they are a very possession team. So we need to defend well, that's for sure. But they also concede a lot of goals in established play. So you have opportunity to break them when you win the ball. So we have to show some quality on the ball. And then we also have to work on now to the transition for and against is important, you know, when you lose the ball, to make them take them on balance when you have opportunities, and also protect ourselves in these situations. So I think we just have to also accept sometimes that we don't have the ball 60-70% of the game, and then we have to suffer together, enjoy defending, and then you will get the opportunities for sure.
It's interesting to hear Ronny Dyla there after training on Monday, and kind of how he's had to adjust this season with what he's working with this team, because if you have followed his career and you've seen his teams in the past, whether we're talking NYC, whether we're going back to Celtic, he's not a manager who would be happy saying what he said about you have to kind of accept that you're not going to have 60-70% of the ball. I think in a perfect world, he would want 60-70% of the ball. I think the issue that this team has in terms of having that much of the ball is winning the ball back and high up the field and that counter pressure. I think Atlanta United, when they've done that, they've looked very good this season, but it has been very inconsistent in the way that you can counter press and win the ball back. So you've had to drop off a little bit. And I think the shape change as well, even though it does make you more secure, which has been a desperate need. You know, Ronny talked about it to the media. This team has not scored as many goals as the XG tells you that they should have, and they've conceded far more goals than the XG tells you that they should have. So you have to fix the defensive part to make the offensive part have any effect. I think he made the decision based off what he's working with and the personalities that he has, that he needed to go to three center backs to give you that extra person, and that it wouldn't necessarily hurts you on the other side, on the offensive side. And I think the stretch of games throwing the New York City result out because of the, I think, the mistake that led to goal number one and then the kind of capitulation after conceding a second goal in the second half, throw that one out because of those reasons. I think the 2-2-1 record when they went to the three center backs, starting in Austin, then the tweak to the midfield, and you saw, I think, some very good performances, but mistakes in your own half, in possession, have been your undoing. I think the three center backs idea has worked. But then when you're playing three center backs and you end up in a, and again, I think this was by default of what you had to do, because you go back to the Austin game, it was much more of a 3-4-2-1 where you can have three across the front. It's a lot harder to press with two than it is with three. With three, you can cover the field, you can cover the gaps, you can make it difficult even for a line of four to build out. It's just more complicated. With two, it's much easier for the opponent to have the spare man or maybe two spare people to then be able to pass around your pressure. So you have to compromise a little bit there and maybe not press as high. And with the pace in the back line, another reason why maybe you can't press quite as high. The back line has to drop. That means everybody's got to drop. So you've had to make the adjustments. Is it going to change the results as the rest of the year goes on? I don't know. The individual performances have to be better for that to happen. Atlanta's facing a Columbus Crew team that has been up and down at times this season. Let's check in with Chris Doran, the play-by-play commentator for Columbus Crew Radio, to get his thoughts on this match ahead of it.
Hey, Jason, thanks. It's good to be with you. You know, from a casual perspective, you could call tomorrow night's game for Columbus a trap game. I mean, they're at home. Atlanta's not one on the road yet. Columbus has got Philadelphia coming in on Sunday, and the Crew just beat Vancouver, the best team in the league. But the Crew were beat up before that Vancouver game. I mean, they allowed 11 goals over three games. Good news is center back Sean Zawadzki returned from injury for that 2-1 win over the Whitecaps. There are still some injuries and national team duty that's keeping the Crew from full strength tomorrow night. We'll see 39-year-old goalkeeper Evan Bush likely get his third start of the season. If so, it'll be career start number 193. Maybe the best news coming out of that win over Vancouver was that newly added designated player Daniel Gosdag contributed to his first Crew goal. He's adapted to the Wilfried Nancy system on the fly, but his comfort and movement off the ball, in tandem with Diego Rossi, seemed to really go up a notch the last time out. Now, heat's going to be a storyline in Columbus tomorrow night. We'll have index readings at or around 100. I know you guys call that a Tuesday down in Atlanta. Substitutions, quality, and timing thereof will likely provide some late match drama for both squads.
Big thank you to Chris Doran of Columbus Crew's radio team, your play-by-play commentator, for the update. A lot of injuries they're dealing with. Getting Sean Zawadzki back is a big bonus. And Daniel Gazdag starting to fire on all cylinders with Diego Rossi. That's a little scary if you're Atlanta United. I will be curious to see how the substitution patterns go with the heat that both teams will be dealing with at lower.com field. Tomorrow, 6:30, Abe and Maddie get you started from the Colony Square Studios, 7:40 for your kickoff here in Columbus with myself and Mike Conti. But before we get to that, coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, it's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Coming up next on AST on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. Final segment, Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9, The Game in the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Chelsea might have a penalty. It was called, but now the referee is going over to look at the monitor, so maybe not. It really doesn't make much of a difference. We're into the 78th minute, although stoppage time will be sizable because of this VAR check. Chelsea leading 2-0 over Esperance, which will be enough for the Blues to advance as the group runner-up to play Benfica in the round of 16 in the FIFA Club World Cup. Esperance has to win the match, and right now they need 3 goals in 13 minutes or so. They might need 4. We'll see. But Chelsea should be fine to advance whether they get this penalty or not. But here on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, it's time for the 3-4-3, which is brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. It's 3 local stories. It's 4 headlines from all over the world. And it's 3 things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Let's start on the local side. Number one, a story that I love a lot is Decatur FC. Second year in the WPSL, and they have clinched the Peachtree Division title with 1 game to spare after their 2-0 win over the Georgia Impact Friday night in downtown Decatur. They will close out the regular season this Friday night at home hosting Chattanooga FC. Number two, on the local side, Atlanta United's Academy has had a strong year. Their U15 and U16 teams finished as national runners-up in the MLS Next Cup playoffs in Nashville over the weekend. A great run to the championship matches. The U15s ended up losing to Philadelphia in the final. The U16s ended up losing to Real Salt Lake in that final. But a lot of players that are kind of poised to start to make that conversation about projecting them to Atlanta United too. Are they going to get any time there? Probably not this year, but what about the start of next season? Do they join that team in preseason? Do they start to get tested against players that are bigger and stronger and faster and older? These are the next two groups, and to have the U15s currently and the U16s currently get to a national final, that's a great step for the Atlanta United Academy. Number three, on the local side, it's down to the final four in the UPSL Georgia Premier Division Spring Playoffs. KSA Pro Profile, they will host UMAFC of LaGrange on Saturday at 8 p.m. That'll be at Shiloh High School in Gwinnett County, while the Georgia Revolution will battle Potros FC on Sunday night at Marietta High School at 7 p.m. Let's move on to the headlines from around the world. I got 4 of them for you here in the 3-4-3 on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. Number one on the headlines. This is a wild story. Lyon 7-time champions of Ligue 1 in France. They are owned by American businessman John Textor. They have now been relegated to the second tier, and not from what happened on the field, but due to their financial problems, according to the French Professional League announcement today. Lyon have confirmed they will appeal the decision. In November, the league operating committee provisionally relegated Lyon because of a $203 million debt and no clear plan from the club on how to reduce that. So that gave them a transfer ban in the January transfer window. That's why, yes, they added Thiago Almada, but it was on loan at that time, not in a full transfer. Remember, Almada went to Botafogo in Brazil, which is also part of the Eagle Football Group, which, to go a step further, recently, a FIFA tribunal ruled that Botafogo still owes Atlanta United for that transfer. $21 million plus interest and or late fees is now due, or Botafogo goes under a FIFA worldwide transfer ban. So Thiago Almada's future is wrapped up into this. He can't go to Lyon in any form of a transfer right now. He is still technically a Botafogo player, even though they haven't cut the check to make that official. But it's not, you don't get the situation in FIFA where the player goes back. Botafogo is going to have to make good on that debt to Atlanta United, or they're not going to be able to add any other players. So they're going to have to make that debt good. But when you're talking about Eagle Football Group and Botafogo has a debt that they have to make good, and this isn't the only debt that Botafogo has, and Lyon has a large debt and they have to make that good, you start to wonder how you make everything good. Now, this announcement from Ligue 1 comes one day after Premier League side Crystal Palace announced that New York Jets owner Woody Johnson signed a, quote, legally binding contract, unquote, to buy John Textor's shares of Crystal Palace. He owned 43% of the club, and he sold that for $254 million. In a statement from Lyon, they said, quote, thanks to the equity contributions from our shareholders and the sale of Crystal Palace, our cash position has improved considerably, and we have more than sufficient resources for the 2025-2026 season. That's what the statement said. But remember, this is not just about having the resources for the upcoming season. This is about a $203.34 million debt and resources for the upcoming season. In October, John Textor's Eagle Football Group revealed debts totaling, this is the entire group, around $574.85 million. So that started to raise the concerns about Lyon's financial stability. Then in November, the Lyon-specific part of the debt was at $203 million. That's why they were going to be relegated provisionally. They have been relegated. Now it will be appealed. Even in this Lyon conversation, which is all crazy, by the way, John Textor made a proposal to transfer funds from Botafogo to Lyon in order to cover the debts that Lyon has, the $203 million. I don't know what Botafogo's debts are or where that money would come from, because they haven't paid some of their transfer fees that are due, let alone any other debts that Botafogo might have. There were reports in Brazil that players were paid late, or if they were paid at all, bonuses after winning the Copa Libertadores championship in late 2024. So I don't know if Botafogo's accounts are all that great right now, period. Now, Lyon did make 42.5 million euro earlier this month in the transfer of Ryan Cherki to Manchester City. And he had a goal at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday night for City in their win over Al Ain. So wild story. It's going to get appealed. Buckle up for chaos when it comes to Lyon and Eagle Football Group and Botafogo and Thiago Almada, and Atlanta United is wrapped up into it. And oh boy, you might learn a lot more about the French second division than you ever intended to know. Number two on the headlines, a little more cut and dried. This one, Brazilian forward Neymar. He has signed a contract extension with Santos through the end of 2025. So a short-term contract, 6 months essentially. That was announced today by Santos. Now, that deal has an option to extend the contract another 6 months to go through the 2026 World Cup next summer. That's according to ESPN in Brazil. He's only played 12 games for Santos since returning to the club at the beginning of the calendar year. He suffered with injuries, and that's been the story for Neymar over the past couple of years. We'll see if he can get on the field consistently. I know he would love to be part of that 2026 World Cup roster for Brazil, but he's got to play games to get there, and he just hasn't had the opportunity to physically lately. Number three on the headlines, reports out of Mexico, Club America interested in LAFC's Denny Boanga. This is according to Today NA in Mexico. It was Boanga's goal that knocked Las Aguilas out of the Club World Cup in that play-in game in Los Angeles. LAFC reportedly looking for a transfer fee in the region of $12 million. According to Transfermarkt, his valuation currently is $9.2 million. Not really a shock that you're asking for more than that. LAFC want 12. I don't know if they're going to get that at the moment because he hasn't really had a great Club World Cup. And it's not just about the penalty that was saved in the last match against Esperance. Just in general, he has not been very effective in this tournament. So we'll see. Club America are trying to reload a little bit after going for the four-peat and not getting there. They'd won three titles in a row, did not win it this past time around. Number four on the headlines, Newcastle United, they're set to offer a new big contract to Alexander Isak that would make the striker the club's highest paid player ever. Now, why would they do that when they still have him under contract for another year or two? Well, Liverpool, Arsenal, Barcelona, all chasing after Isak. He had a great season last year, 23 goals in the Premier League. He helped Newcastle qualify for a Champions League spot. He was also a key player in Newcastle winning the Carabao Cup. They beat Liverpool in the final. So the Magpies want to keep Isak. I don't know if they're ultimately going to be able to, but they might buy themselves another year with him, and they definitely want him for this upcoming Champions League campaign. Okay. Three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Number one, all the videos that came out of Boca Juniors fans converging on Nashville, and especially last night on Broadway in Nashville. And if you've seen any videos from Broadway in Nashville, it can be wild on any normal night, even a Monday night. But when you add a bunch of crazy Argentines singing songs in the streets in Nashville and the looks that they were getting, yeah, kind of a wild night that I'm sure some people in downtown Nashville will never forget. The video that broke me, though, I saw today, it was at one of the many bars. I don't know which one it was in downtown Nashville. And there's live music everywhere. And it was a band that was covering Zombie by the Cranberries, which is always a weird choice in downtown Nashville, but a great song. And the Boca Juniors fans were singing they're doing their Dale Boca chant, but they were doing it in time with Zombie by the Cranberries to a cover band in Nashville before a match today against a team from New Zealand. They ran into players from Auckland City on the streets, and they were all singing and jumping and chanting together. Just crazy scenes. And that's what this Club World Cup has been. It's made me smile a lot over the past couple of weeks, and I hope it's going to continue to make me smile. Although we are starting to get into the not so smiley portion of the tournament where teams are saying their goodbyes, teams are getting eliminated, and the games are going to become knockout games starting this weekend. And that changes the entire vibe of the tournament. It's been a blast. I think now we're getting in, and this is typical for a World Cup, right? Where you have teams that you start to enjoy, players that you've never heard of. You get into it, they don't last very long, and then you get down to the teams that can win a title. And it's going to be interesting to see who comes out of this. PSG that we're going to see here in Atlanta against Inter Miami. Inter Miami getting to the round of 16, massive statement for Major League Soccer, massive statement for that project in Miami. They're going up against the current European champions in a game that matters, in a knockout game that matters. We've never seen that in Major League Soccer. Very, very cool to see that happen in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday at noon. Number two in things that make me smile, Nick Sesok getting another call-up with Atlanta United, a player that we've gotten to know a little bit this year with Atlanta United too. Spent a lot of time with the first team in preseason. Great interview that we had with him earlier this year. You can watch it on the Soccer Down Here YouTube page. about 20 minutes with Nick, really telling his whole story from when he was a kid and getting a chance to kind of get in touch with his Ukrainian heritage, playing at a famous youth club in the Philadelphia area where he's from, telling his whole journey about how he got to Atlanta. Just a great conversation. Great guy. Really happy for him getting another opportunity with the first team. He is on the roster for tomorrow's match here in Columbus. And number three, to tease another one, a different kind of conversation I had today, and you'll be able to listen to it tomorrow on the Soccer Down Here podcast feed. Steve DeCue of Georgia Gwinnett College, one of the top soccer programs in the state of Georgia, NAIA, perennial powerhouse. Really good conversation with Steve about everything from culture building to the story of the Grizzlies program to what this season looks like. But we got into the culture of a program a lot. Really good conversation. One of the good guys in soccer in the Atlanta area, Steve DeCue. You can hear that tomorrow on the Soccer Down Here podcast feed. And you'll be able to hear us talking about a match tomorrow, Atlanta United and Columbus Crew. Myself and Mike Conti will be live from lower.com field. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz will get you started with pregame at 6:30. Mike and I will take over for kickoff at 7:40. And Atlanta Soccer Tonight will be back next Tuesday night. Adios, everybody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices.
Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.